Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the airwaves. We started out strong. It's a throwdown on Tuesdays, and we kick it right up from Denver, Colorado, the Talking Candid podcast. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, out here in Los Angeles, my great sidekick, co-host. Couldn't do it without her, Kim Blyleven Cohn, out there in Denver. 347-205-9631. This show goes by quick. So send the questions in or catch that archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Kim, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, we got a great guest that you keep bringing in each and every week, and for the next 3 weeks, I feel like I'm, you know, on an island by myself because we won't have a show. We'll have it archived, and we don't resume till April 5th.
Yes. Hey, Mark. Hey, everyone. Yeah, we are taking a little hiatus for a couple weeks. I'm actually heading down to Florida and have a daughter that's turning 15 and just need a little R&R for a couple weeks, but you will be missed. Everyone will be missed, and I'll be excited and ready to gear up again in April when we come back. And if anyone wants to get a hold of me in between that time, feel free to log on to lifestylemarketingsolutions.com. All of these podcasts are posted on there as well on that website, and feel free to send a message through there. And also, if you'd be interested in being a guest in the coming months, we'd love to talk to you. And reach out, send us a message. And yeah, how are you doing out there in LA, Mark?
They dropped the mandates. I kind of feel like we're being back to normal out here. So, you know, I won't need my library card to get in anywhere. You know, they've kind of, you know, kind of curbed everything in the bars and the gyms and everything. So I can go in there and drink my O'Doul's and don't worry about anything. You know, I don't drink, so yeah. I figured, you know, at least I can get my O'Doul's. That non-alcoholic beer.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you, it's the same here. It's the most bizarre thing. It's like almost like, and I hate to even talk about COVID, but it's like it went away. It's the most weird thing ever. Even here, I mean, there's no, you walk in anywhere now, and if you see someone even wearing a mask, you're like, oh, that's someone's wearing a mask. It's very bizarre, but it's good, and I'm happy, and I pray that everything stays going the way that it's going. Kind of into the show tonight, I think tonight, Mark, we're super blessed to have our guest on. She's such an inspiration. Her story is one to share. She's a podcast host of Words of Heart, and she's a mental health advocate. Her story has brought her to start her own podcast, and she's made her a warrior of change. So she's phenomenal. She helps guide others through being a warrior of change, and she helps by sharing her experiences. Please welcome Dion Sanchez to the show. Dion, how are you tonight?
I am great, Kim. Thank you so much for thank you and Mark for having me. I'm so looking forward to being on your show.
Absolutely. Anytime. And I'll tell you, I read your story. You sent me an email, and I think we connected through a podcast page somewhere, and you sent me an email, and I started reading your story, and I was so inspired, and it's so heartwarming reading about you and kind of how your start of life came to be. The first 2 years of your life, you couldn't hear or talk. And I thought that was just, and then kind of how your life progressed from there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yes, I couldn't hear or talk for the first 2 years of my life. That's not me ad-libbing or anything. That actually did occur in my life. I was automatically put into this world as someone who couldn't hear or talk. So as a result of that, obviously I'm talking now, so that didn't really stick. But as a result of that, I did struggle with my mental health really at the start of 3 years old, which as a 3-year-old, you want to think experiencing mental health would be something to experience, but for me it was. I was put in a specialized classroom with other kids with disabilities. Just to give you a bit of a mental picture, let's say someone learned how to tie their shoes at, let's say, seven. I know, let me backtrack that. Let's say someone learned how to tie their shoes at, let's say, five. I learned at seven. Just to give you an idea as far as my how I process things and my cognitive and mental development was a bit slow as a result. Mm-hmm. So I was playing a specialized classroom with other kids who had disabilities. And you would think if you're put in a same environment and or curriculum that it would be easy to get along with those kids because you share a common trait. But it wasn't easy. My dad would get ready to pick me up for speech therapy or physical therapy. The kids would be together playing with blocks. I would be by myself in a corner playing by myself. So that dynamic began to be the ongoing scenario for my life growing up, really up until I got ready to go into high school, which I was three. I was getting ready to go in high school. That's like 12 or 13. That's a good span of my whole growing up and adolescent years. So I struggled as a result because I just didn't understand why they wouldn't be my friend. I mean, as a little kid, you want that friend, or just in general, you want that socialization growing up, but I just lacked that. I didn't have that. Eventually, I was sent to a regular classroom because, like, hey, this girl is smart. Let's get her out of here. So I was put in a new classroom with new kids. And believe it or not, the teacher for the special ed classroom took such an interest in me. She decided, hey, I need to be in this and a mainstream classroom to help her out. So she actually took it upon herself to get out of the special ed classroom and be in the mainstream classroom so she could continue being my teacher, which is she's a really remarkable person, and she's basically my Mr. There's Boy Meets World with Corey and Mr. Feeny. She's basically my Mr. Feeny in that respect.
Oh, I love it.
I was honestly in the classroom. I had to adjust and acclimate to a different environment, but I still couldn't be accepted by my peers still. I was still that girl that was by herself. And it began to take a toll on me, like, okay, why does nobody want to be my friend? What's wrong with me? Fast forward to fifth grade. A little modern example. I'm a bit older now. I'm still in school. I would answer a question in class because, hey, you're supposed to participate, and I wanted to prove my intelligence that I'm just as smart as everybody else in spite of my challenges. So I would answer a question. I would get it wrong. Everybody would laugh. Someone else answers the question wrong. Nobody would laugh. And that was it didn't seem like my circumstances or it didn't seem like it was going to change. Like, I'm just destined to be alone. As far as outside of that, I did have a good family and a good childhood. It just was missing that fundamental factor, which is socialization. And I think socialization does play some type of significance into how you evolve as a person and your personality and just how you become into your own in a fundamental way. So because that was missing, I didn't know what my purpose was. I mean, I didn't really discuss my struggles as far as my mental health with my family. It may have been a little bit obvious to them because I was alone pretty much all the time. I didn't have that socialization. So they may have been aware on some tiny level, but I didn't discuss it with them. As far as confiding about it, I really just confided in God because I'm a Christian. So as far as me talking about it, I just prayed and talked to God. I'm like, oh, God, why does anybody want to be my friend? That's how I try to get out my feelings in regards to that. I think I cried myself to sleep every single night. It was horrible because I just wanted to be accepted. And, I mean, as a kid, you get picked on for a bunch of mundane things like glasses or fake hair or something. And I did get picked on for those things. I got picked on for regular things, but it wasn't just that. It wasn't like they were picking on me for my hair being purple or blue or something. They were simply rejecting me for being me.
So
they
were
rejecting
you,
me Yeah.
Were
I'm
you
sorry.
At the same, did you stay at the same school from your special needs class through all the way through elementary school, or did you change schools?
I did remain at the same school. When did I leave? I did, because my parents did get divorced at one point. I did end up moving into Bradenton, but I was only there for like 6 months, and I ended up moving straight back to St. Pete, and going to that elementary school. So I was there from pre-K kindergarten, special ed to fifth grade. I was there for my whole adolescent toddler years.
So do you feel, I mean, you struggled with, I mean, my God, you were, well, I have so many different questions. First, let me go back really quick to your hearing and to your speech. At what age then did it just, obviously it just, something clicked in your brain and you grasped it. Obviously you had a lot of, people behind you helping you get to the point of being able to talk and hear. At what point in your life did it just click?
Well, as far as that precise epitome moment as to when it clicked, I don't remember that far. I just know that it occurred when I was three. That was the epitome moment. I talked and learned to speak. I can recall going to speech therapy and physical therapy. I had ADHD, so I couldn't really sit still. They would try, like, they would have these exercises or exercises or therapeutic methods to try to calm me down. I would have a card placed in front of me, and I would try to sound it out, and then another card in front of me. And then for physical therapy, they had, like, this jungle gym, like, set up, and I would run around and, like, I would pretend I was Tarzan, and, like, they had a little, I don't know what it was called, some type of mechanism that would, it's like you were, not bungee jumping, streamlining or ziplining, I guess that's the right term, ziplining or something. So it was set up inside, and I would be on top of it and like, wee, and I would pretend I'm Tarzan and jump into the ball pit. So as far as memories, as far as me learning and evolving, that's probably the best examples I can give you as far as me developing my speech or working on my speech and perfecting it. So.
Wow. Dion, it's Mark Mancini over here, and the first thing I comes to mind is, man, you are just a self-driven lady, and I said to myself, wow, this is unbelievable. Just doing research on you, your podcast can be heard on like 25 different avenues here. Are you well aware of that? Because move over headhunters, move over everybody else, agents, and if you need somebody to get your project going, just call Dion Sanchez there.
Yeah, to answer your question, Mark, I am a bit aware that it's on a lot of podcast platforms. Who knows, probably more than you even were able to find. I stumble upon a bunch all the time that it's on, and I'm just really grateful that it has the potential to make more of an impact than I realized. And it's also on YouTube. I don't know if that was part of your research, but yeah.
You know, when you look at it and you know, you're a success, you know, I believe, and I know Kim would anchor these same words at a young age. Who is your mentor? I mean, we know parents are a big part of this thing, and, you know, the divorce, you know, of them, you could have just said, you know what, I'm going to give up on everything, but you took it the other way where you have that drive, and that's something you really can't teach. And, you know, so somebody had to be instrumental in your life to build something what you've built up so far at a young age. Who was that?
I would have to say my teacher is probably the only mentor in my childhood and really up into my adulthood now. She was the teacher that was in the special ed classroom. She took such a interest in me. I mean, teachers are there to do a job. And of course they, we're little kids, you know, they love us, but, you wouldn't think that they take that much interest in you. But she took a high interest in me. Her and my father advocated for me to be taken out of that classroom, to be put into a regular classroom. And she remained, the teacher at that elementary school all up until I went to fifth grade. I would check in on her. I loved her. She was the absolute best teacher in my opinion. And she just, I mean, she would do special activities, and I think she got me like a Barbie Pat Pack once or something. I mean, teachers don't really have to get kids gifts. I mean, unless it's for the entire classroom, but she just loved me and she continued to look out for me. I did eventually obviously graduate from elementary school and went on to middle school. And then Facebook happened at that point. I found her, but at that point I didn't know it was unethical to befriend a teacher in the Pinellas County school system. So she's like, oh, it's great, you're doing good, but I can't be friends with you on Facebook right now. So I waited up until I got out of high school. Just to give you some background into how far I've come in academically wise, the doctors, and doctors could be jerks at times, they told my family that, hey, your daughter, you might as well dope her with medication, and she's basically retarded. So from the jump, not only was I just categorized as different, I was categorized as dumb, pretty much. But I proved them wrong. I really, from every single day of my life, I had to overcome because of my deficiencies and my hindrances and being delayed, which is, I believe, the term they use. There wasn't a medical term for what it was that I had. It was the 90s, so I was delayed. That's the only term that they can describe me. So I had to prove to everybody that, hey, I am intelligent, I am smart. I had to prove my intelligence. I had to gain acceptance. I had to prove and do a lot for myself to prove that, hey, I'm worth being here from a really young age. So fast forward to high school, as far as your question with the mentor, I ended up graduating high school with a 3.0 GPA and 2 scholarships. Wow. I really wish I could laugh in those doctors' faces, but who knows if they're even alive right now. But it just goes to show how far I've come in that respect. So I contacted her, like, hey, I'm out of high school. We can be Facebook friends now. And we added each other, and she's continued looking out for me and supporting me in my endeavors ever since. We even have a little annual lunch every single year to catch up on how I'm doing in my life. And she's even supportive of my podcast also and listens to it and watches it and everything. And she watched even the other interviews that's been on other podcasts, and she was like, oh, I know her. I was there for her from the start. And she's just an incredible person. And she was even at my college graduation as well. I mean, I'm still in college, but she was there for when I got my associate's degree. And she's just an incredible mentor and so supportive. She's had faith in me from day one before I can even prove anything to anybody. She's just had so much faith in me.
Dion, she sounds like an amazing woman. Is she still teaching today?
She is still teaching. She is still teaching. She's teaching kindergarten here in Florida. She's even thinking of retiring, which I laughed at her when she said that. Like, you can't retire. You can't retire, even though she's not even my teacher anymore, which is so hysterical for me to even say that. Like, you're a teacher. You're supposed to be a teacher. Like, you're Miss Kathy. Aww. Miss Kathy. So, she is still teaching.
She sounds absolutely amazing, and I will tell you, like, that sounds like she's just the epitome of what an amazing teacher is, and for her to do what she did to make sure that you were guided in the right way, it sounds like she was such an instrumental part of your development, which is huge, between her and your dad. You went through so much when you were young, and I'm sure, I can only imagine, And I have two kids, and I know Mark has kids too. As a parent, it had to just break your dad's heart all the time to see you upset when you'd come home and kids were being mean and your stories and all that. And it's very hard on parents too to have to watch that. And then you've come so far, and you're just this amazing person that has struggled with the mental health and overcoming mental health. Can you share with us a little bit of how you've helped today, how you help people that might struggle similar to things that you've gone through?
Sure. In regards to how I help people, and this is in connection to my podcast, I think, and I've mentioned this in another interview, I'd like to think what I would have liked to happen to me when I was younger. I would have liked someone to say hi to me, acknowledge my presence, to just show that I matter. So in that respect, I try to be that support system for my listeners and or audience or whoever tunes into my podcast, whether it's just sharing my story or my guest's story. Because I understand what it's like to feel alone and rejected, and considering that, okay, if nobody cares about me, why am I even here? Like, I should just end it. So I know what it's like to consider suicide, to think you don't matter, to just be alone. And so I like, in regards to my podcast, I love it to be a form of comfort and acceptance. That the world may silence you, but I am not going to silence you. You matter. You're important. You are cared about. You're not, was something, I mentioned this the other day in an interview with a guest. We're not programmed to be normal. We're destined to be different. And however you choose to be different is perfectly fine, and you're awesome either way. So.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you need to make a T-shirt that says that. And then
I need
you
to make a T-shirt?
It. Well, and then you need to trademark it. That's an amazing thing, and you're so right, especially nowadays and everything that's gone on in the last couple of years. And obviously you've been dealing with this since you were a baby. But for a lot of people, just in the last few years, mental health has become such a strong point. And as you know, anybody that reads the news, you see it every day. Somebody's struggling with, you know, a friend or a family member, somebody that's committed suicide. And there's so many deeper, darker things. You know, it's maybe not just somebody not saying hi to you, but it's, you know, there's a lot of real life struggles for a lot of people. And just from what you just said, you totally need to make a T-shirt that just says that, and you trademark it and you sell them, because I think what you're doing is phenomenal. And for you to reach out to people and for you to have conversations to let people know that they're loved, and no matter what, God put you on this planet for whatever his reason was, but you need to figure it out and figure out what it was, because he's the one that can take you at the end of the day. And you're just doing an amazing job. Please keep up the work you're doing. You're doing God's work and you're helping people. And I know it means so much to so many. Can you tell people how that they can listen to your podcast? I know Mark mentioned you're on so many, but what's the best way that people can find you?
Sure. So my podcast is called Words of Heart, as Mark mentioned a few moments ago. And aside from a million platforms, here's the most known platforms to help navigate you. You can find my podcast on Facebook. It's called Words of Heart Podcast. On that page, you can listen to the actual audio interviews and video interviews. So that's on Facebook. You can also find me on YouTube. On YouTube, it's really just my video interviews with my guests, or just me doing sharing my experience in general. And, of course, there's the other podcast platforms like Spotify, Pandora, Apple, the known podcast platforms that make it easier to find. But, yeah, that's pretty much where you can find me. I'm also on Twitter @HeartWarrior24 and on Instagram @HeartWarrior25. if they want to get in touch with me outside of those regular platforms.
Wow. Well, it sounds like no matter where somebody will go, if you type in Words of Heart podcast, you will find Dion, and you'll get to view some of her shows. So, Dion, can you tell the listeners, I mean, other than talking about mental health and helping other people, what type of show do you have? I know it's inspirational and motivational.
Sure.
And what?
Well, I can share the topics I've covered, if that helps, or at least some of the dynamics of episodes I've done. Aside from my guests sharing their stories of struggles and adversity, I have done numerous collaborations with other podcasters because I'm a huge supporter of all podcasters because it's such a wonderful platform that we have the potential help uplift someone's spirit in a way, whether it's through comedy or movies or drama. So aside from my regular podcasting dynamic, which is having guests share their stories, I do quite a few collaborations. The last collaboration I did was with the podcast No More Late Fees, a 90s and 2000s movie podcast, and we shared like our top five movies of that era, and it was so much fun, and they laughed at me, and we joked about it. So doing collaborations with podcasters on just a fun topic like movies or trivia,
yeah.
So stuff like that, which is different than my typical podcasting norm. So I've done that as far as that. What else have I done?
It sounds like you're all over the place, like, and you have just a lot of fun doing it, which is great. What is your – who is, like – you said you've done some collaborations and stuff. Is there one person that sticks out to you in a podcast interview that you've talked to?
I would have to say he's the host of the Beyond the Mask podcast. His alias, I want to say, is CrossFit Manny. He stood out to me only because he was the first collaboration I've done. Obviously, I'm like 3 seasons into my podcast, and the first season is really just me getting into the swing of things, not really having a clue what I'm doing. And then the second season, which would be January, which would be a year ago when you do the math, he was the first podcaster I really connected with and collaborated with. So the second season of my podcast is the first time of me having guests on and incorporating that and seeing how that goes. So he stands out to me because he was like the first like podcast connection I really made and continue to have a friendship outside of podcasting. And I ended up being on his podcast like 2 or 3 days later after he was on mine. So the reason he stuck out to me was because he was the first podcast that I collaborated with, but I was also on his podcast. That was the first time I was a guest on any podcast. So that was a really memorable friendship and moment. And then several months later, I ended up appearing again on his podcast and coming full circle with it. And it's just, he's a really great friend and podcaster. And he stands out because he was the first person. So
I love it. And I love you're such a well-rounded person, and where you've come from the beginning to where you are now and where you're going to go. I'm going to ask you one more question. I know we're trying to wrap this up
sure.
So fast. I have to ask, what are you majoring in college?
Sure. I am majoring in graphic design.
Okay.
I'm a very creative spirit, as I'm sure you can tell from what I talk about. And yeah, I am majoring in graphic design, and it's also why my podcast cover art is so dope.
That's a real fundamental factor. I love it. Thank you so much, Dion, for being on our show tonight. I wish we had another half hour because I have so many other questions. We'd love to have you back if you're ever interested.
Of course. I would love to come back.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's truly inspirational. It was so nice to have you And anybody that is looking for a new podcast to listen to, find Words of Heart Podcast. We wish you continued success and growth. And literally, Dion, you're going to do amazing things in life. You're only 26. You're awesome. I wanted to also thank everybody for that tune in and listen tonight to our show. Please reach out at lifestylemarketingsolutions.com. You can find this podcast on there in the next couple of days as well. Mark, I'm going to give it back to you so that we can wrap it up.
Wow. I can't believe I'm going to miss you for 3 weeks. I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably just sit here and wear a tattoo with your name on it with the name of the show, too. And, boy, it's a blessing to do these shows with you each and every week, Kim. And having Dion on here tonight and just unbelievable, Dion. We got to get you back in here. We could have gone on for hours with this show to even talk about some of them topics and everything. And we got listeners listening all over the place. And, you know, like Kim said, you know, as we wrap this thing up, I want to thank everybody for listening to this. The next 3 weeks we'll be archiving it live again on April 5th for Kim Blylove and Cohn. Dion Sanchez out there in Tampa. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, saying thank you very much for listening to us. We'll see you in 3 weeks. God bless, guys.